the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. One thing that we see in today's gospel is that a person can believe in God for a while and then fall away. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this should be our greatest fear. When we talk about the fear of God, we are not referring to a God who is out to get us, one who is looking for any reason to punish us for our sins. Will He judge each of us one day? Most assuredly. But this dread judgment will be based on whether or not we opened our heart to the healing mercies of God. Did we accept His love, His grace, and His forgiveness by a lifetime of repentance? So the fear of God relates to our cutting ourselves off from the communion with the one true God. This should be our greatest fear. Can it happen? Yes, it can happen. It can happen to anybody. We do not accept the static view of salvation that many Protestants espouse. Salvation is a dynamic reality, because it is based on a relationship. It is not based on law. It is not based on principle. It is based on our relationship with the God who made us. One thing that all of these different types of soil in our parable today have in common, including the good soil even, is the need for continual nourishment and cultivation. Good soil is not innately good. Behind our house, we're kind of at the bottom of a little slope, and we have a lot, whenever it rains, there's a lot of water that comes down the front of our house and then down the side of our house. And then behind us is just undeveloped woods. It's a floodplain. Well, that collects all kinds of stuff. Anytime it rains, a lot of different types of soil come from our neighbor's yards. Leaves, sticks, all of these different things that go in there and rot. The worms get in there, and they make it real nice and nutritious soil. It's a wonderful thing to see, because I go back there and get some good dirt whenever I need good dirt. Doesn't happen overnight. Takes a long time. But bad soil can become good soil. But the reverse is also true. Good soil can become bad soil if it's not nourished properly, if it's not worked properly. The good soil is made good through death. In my analogy, dead leaves, dead sticks, grass that is dead. I'm not sure where the worms fit in this analogy, but they do make deteriorated organic matter, and they convert it to good soil. Father Zacharias writes in one of his wonderful books on the subject of the inner person of the heart. He says, "All the ordinances of the undefiled church are offered to the world for the sole purpose of discovering the deep heart, the center of man's hypostasis. According to the Holy Scriptures, God has fashioned every heart in a special way. And each heart is His goal, a place wherein He desires to abide, that He may manifest Himself. Since the kingdom of God is within us," Luke 17:21, "the heart is the battlefield of our salvation, and all ascetic effort is aimed at cleansing it of all filthiness and preserving it pure before the Lord. The heart is the true temple of man's meeting with the Lord." But if the good soil is neglected, it becomes bad soil. Farmers in the Delta spend enormous amounts of money and effort replenishing the soil of their fields. For example, they plow under the stalks from cotton plants and beans and corn and what have you. Every year they plow that under after they've harvested to put those nutrients back into the soil. So death brings about new life for the next year. And this great mystery of the love that God has for you and for me and for all of mankind. When we sow into the soil of our hearts death to the deeds of the flesh through repentance and prayer and love for God and for each other, our hearts continually and progressively become receptive to the seed of God's word. And good fruit emanates from that. Furthermore, and this gets into the judgment of God, He demands good fruit from us. We are accountable. We will be accountable to Him and to no one else. His inhabitants in us, and we, He and His inhabitants in us, is our becoming the temple of the living God. And we become reconciled to Him and the place of His abode in us. Farmers in the Delta and anywhere else know that if they neglect the care of their fields, their crops' yield will suffer. The same is true in our relationship with God the Father, through God the Son, in God the Holy Spirit. Brethren, let us not neglect so great a salvation. Let us faithfully and honestly attend to our inner heart, our innermost being, our hearts, and prepare a place for our Lord to dwell in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.